Break off thy song and haste thee quick away. Here comes a man of comfort, whose advice hath often stilled my brawling discontent. I cry you mercy, sir, and well could wish you had not found me here so musical. Let me excuse me, and believe me so, my mirth it much displeased, but pleased my will.
'Tis good, though music oft hath such a charm to make bad good, and good to provoke to harm. I pray you tell me, hath anybody inquired for me here today? Much upon this time have I promised here to meet.
You have not been inquired after. I have sat here all day.
I do constantly believe you. The time is come even now. I shall crave your forbearance a little. Maybe I will call upon you anon for some advantage to yourself.
I am always bound to you.
Very well met and well come. What is the news from this good deputy?
He hath a garden, sir, commured with brick, whose western side is with a vineyard backed. And to that vineyard is a planchard gate that makes his opening with this bigger key. This other doth command a little door which from the vineyard to the garden leads. There have I made my promise upon the heavy middle of the night to call upon him.
Shall you on your knowledge find this way?
I have ta'en a due and wary note upon it. With whispering and most guilty diligence in action all of precept, he did show me the way twice all.
No other tokens between you greed concerning her observance?
No, none but only are the pair i' the dark, and that I have possessed him my most stay can be but brief, for I have made him know I have a servant comes with me along that stays upon me, whose persuasion is I come about my brother.
'Tis well borne up. I have not yet made known to Mariana a word of this.
What ho with him? Come forth. I pray you, be acquainted with this maid. She comes to do you good.
I do desire the like.
You persuade yourself that I respect you.
Good friar, I know you do and have found it.
Take then this, your companion by the hand, who hath a story ready for your ear. I shall attend your leisure, but make haste. The vaporous night approaches.
Will it please you walk aside?
Oh, place and greatness. Millions of false eyes are stuck upon thee. Volumes of report run with these false and most contrarious quests upon thy doings. Thousand escapes of wit make thee the father of their idle dream and rack thee in their fancies. Welcome, our good.
She'll take the enterprise upon her, father, if you advise it.
It is not my consent, but my entreaty, too.
Little have you to say when you depart from him, but soft and low, remember now, my brother.
Fear me not.
Nor, gentle daughter, fear you not at all. He is your husband on a pre-contract. To bring you thus together, 'tis no sin, sith that the justice of your title to him doth flourish the deceit. Come, let us go. Our corns to reap, for yet our tilths to sow.